Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Raven. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the wellspring of knowledge that is Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're focusing on an absolute masterpiece of American literature, The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Grab a comfortable seat, maybe curl up with a blanket, and allow yourself to immerse in the world of haunting poetry. The Raven is not just a poem, it's a deeply woven tapestry of themes: grief, madness, and the supernatural. And it's a testament to Poe's excellent ability to captivate with dark but deeply engaging storytelling. Let's start with the basics. The Raven was first published in 1845 and is undeniably one of Edgar Allan Poe's most famous works. In fact, it's what largely cemented his reputation as a maestro of the macabre. Why does it continue to captivate readers even today, almost 180 years later? Perhaps because it speaks to fundamental human experiences: loss, longing, despair, and the search for meaning. The poem revolves around a melancholic young man who's mourning the loss of his beloved Lenore. As he sits alone, reading, a mysterious raven visits him. And this is where the recurring refrain of the poem echoes with chilling effect: nevermore. This single word, uttered again and again by the raven, seems to torment the protagonist, pushing him deeper into his sorrow. This sparks plenty of questions. Why a raven? Why not any other creature? Well, listeners, the raven is a powerful symbol. In lore, ravens are often messengers of doom, carriers of truth that humans might rather not hear. Do you remember the first time you encountered a story so vivid that you felt every nuanced emotion the character experienced? That is where Edgar Allan Poe succeeds superbly. The despair that engulfs the protagonist in The Raven can become almost palpable to you. These are universal feelings, which is perhaps why the poem has struck such a chord with readers across generations. For those of you who are familiar with Poe's works, or maybe those who aren't, these recurrent themes of unending sorrow and longing are prominent throughout much of his writing. Isn't it fascinating how good literature, despite its ominous nature, provides catharsis? Now, I want to ask you all, how do you cope with your own raven moments? Those times when a single thought or idea keeps pecking at your mind, weighing you down with its presence. Some of us might find solace in confronting those shadows, while others may find it more therapeutic to distract and engage in lighter, more joyous diversions. The Raven isn't just structurally remarkable. With its intricate meter and rhyme scheme, it's also a triumph of thematic exploration. Have you ever thought about how literary works from the past influence modern storytelling? How many modern-day horror tales and thrillers still draw upon the motifs Poe so intricately wove into his narrative? Edgar Allan Poe's success with The Raven extended far beyond reader satisfaction. It placed him at the pinnacle of literary fame in his time. And let's not forget, Poe was struggling financially. But this single work brought him some degree of stability and allowed his genius to be recognized in academic circles and popular culture alike. I encourage you, our listeners, to read The Raven again, perhaps aloud in a dimly lit room, and notice how its musicality entrains your thoughts to its bleak atmosphere. Allow yourself to become the protagonist. Feel the slow descent from inquiry to madness, spurred by the raven's maddening cries. And ponder this: how does this internal battle with grief manifest itself in the world of today? Could these ancient reflections brought on by the raven help us grapple with contemporary issues like loneliness and anxiety? Poe's exploration of the depths of the human psyche through this literary piece has timeless significance. After all, literature has long been not just a mirror to reflect human emotion, but a prism, refracting our experiences through different wavelengths of understanding. Perhaps by engaging more deeply with works like The Raven, we can gain a richer understanding of our own emotional landscapes and those of the people around us. As we delve into these timeless themes, consider discussing The Raven with a friend or a book club. engage with others about the feelings it evokes. Our interpretations might differ, sparking interesting dialogues and perhaps offering new perspectives. Thank you for joining us on this brief journey through such a profound piece of literature. I hope it has inspired you to revisit Poe's work and consider its implications anew. As always, continue exploring, questioning, and discovering through Wikipedia. Until next time, stay curious and keep the flame of knowledge alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Raven. Thanks for listening. See you next time.